Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 13th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Dr. Thokozani Kube from Parliament and the fight over the MTC name and symbols.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And thanks once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we're talking about the escalating tension in the opposition MTC Tea Party.
Dr. Thokozani Kube was expelled from Parliament after she seemingly lost a power struggle with Nelson Chamisa to head the organization after the death of founder Morgan Tsvangirai. The decision was announced in Parliament yesterday, but Dr. Kube has indicated that she will appeal the decision.
Meanwhile, the chamber application in which the MTC, led by Mr. Chamisa, is seeking to bar Dr. Kube from using the same name and symbols was today postponed to Tuesday after Ms. Kube's lawyer, Lamont Matuku, failed to make it to the High Court in Bulawayo.
Wonguka ama wadiwa nasi tuda utitinge chitarisa bata mrefu, bata mfupi irimu bato re MDCT pakati pava Nelson Chamisa na Dr. Thokozani Kube. Nezuro dare re paramendi rakazivisa iro kutila ingira po atzamba ne chikwata chava Chamisa richi ziviswa iro kuti Mai Kube vanofanira kudzingwa mubato nekuti havacha mudariri nekuti havacha mirire zvido zveMDCT. Si Mai Kube vanoti aiwa ivo ndo chaivo chaivo vachiri kumirira bato iro nekudaro vachaedza kuti vange vachikwikwidza nyaya iyoyi. Nasi mumatare kubulawa yoko manga muchifanira kunge muchizeiwawo nyaya yekuti yakakwidzwa navachamisa yekuti Mai Kube vasashandise zita rekuti MDCT kana mifananidzo iya ine chanza nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi nyaya inauzonzwika mudare nhasi nekuti muzvinafundo Lovemore Maduku vanga vasingakwanise nhasi kuti vange vachienda kubulawa ikoko vanovagweta raMai Kube. Nekudaro nyaya iyi ichanzwikwa svondo rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Tuda kunzwa kuti munoti kudimi vateereri nemamiriro ari kuita akaita zvinhu muMDCT zvakaita manyama amire nerongo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo zvuru kandaba ndingalichona njani lapa likona kona ngapo tina lapa ke siyaphila lo Blessing. So ke namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lukankosazana Thokozani Kube. Siyawazi ukuthi sexotshiwe edala lepharlamente licele leMDCT elikhokelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Bemxotsha ke bathi siwaziphumela ke kubandla njalo labo sebamxotsha kubandla leMDCT ngoba wayengasalandeli izinqumo ezithethwe yiNational Council yebandla lokuthi ezokuthi kumele ukuthi umnumzana uChamisa abe nguye okhokhela MDCT. So lokhu kulandela ke ubhubha kwamnumzana kwamoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai ngonhlolanja. Sizwile njalo kobulawayo khona ngalo ukuthi bekungazani bekumele kuthethwe icala lokuthi ke uMai Kube usebenzisa lokhu kuthiwa ngama-symbols e-MDC. Konke nje la ma-t-shirts ababebhaliwe i-MDC kumele angakusebenzise. Kodwa ke igqwetha likaMai Kube uDr. Lovemore Maduku kasenelisanga ukuthi afike ke kobulawayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Sifuna ukuthi sikhulume lani bantu ukuthi litsho ukuthi pho indlela ye-MDCT iyangaphi kususela namhlanje. Ye kunjalo mfowethu.
Wonguka mawadiwa nhasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa iyo bata murefu bata mupfupi iri muMDCT. Tinenge tine muteereri wekutanga, our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson of the MDCT. Because of the divisions, we can say the Kube faction, because there's another one led by Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening,
thank you.
Zimbabwe. Zizonje. Amandla.
Amandla, wait.
Mr. Kutu, tell us what is going on because Ms. Kube was recalled from Parliament, and there's this issue of you know, the name of the MDCT and so forth. So what's going on with all this?
Let me just start by saying the RICO. The RICO was very unfortunate in the sense that it's just a manifestation of the malice of the other of some of our colleagues. It just shows that they are motivated by hatred, they are motivated by ill will, they are motivated by you know, bad faith. What I would want to call in Latin, they call it malafides, you know, extreme bad faith. you know, it's when you look at Parliament, the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe will be dissolved maybe in the next 2-3 months, maybe at most 3 more months to go. Then you say, what motivates this decision to want to clandestinely recall Honorable Dr. Tokozani Kupe? It can only be a manifestation of hatred, a manifestation of evil. But the good thing is, evil, at the end of the day, never wins. Evil is evil, and evil never wins. So we are excited to say that we have since made the relevant consultations with the Office of the Speaker of Parliament, the Clerk of Court, and I can also confirm that we have done the necessary legal, you know, research, legal homework, and this morning I was in consultation with our legal advisor, and it's none other than Professor Mamadou, a constitutional law expert. And we are going to be filing an urgent chamber application to have that recall misguided, mischievous, and malicious recall set aside. Dr. Kupe is, I was talking to her a few minutes ago, she's actually driving from Victoria Falls. She was in the rural areas just outside Victoria Falls. We were busy campaigning, you know, meeting people, explaining to them, and preparing for elections. So all things being equal, she must be in Harare by midday tomorrow. And the papers will be filed at the High Court as soon as she has appended a signature to a founding affidavit. I mean, we are thoroughly convinced that, look, at the end of the day, the Parliament of Zimbabwe misdirected itself. There's a pending legal issue at the High Court in Bulawayo. As you know, these other colleagues of ours, they went to court. They filed an application, which we've thoroughly opposed, competently opposed. We prepared very comprehensive opposing papers. And I'm happy today to advise the nation that one of our counsel, a very competent young lawyer, Advocate Kolani Ngwenya in Bulawayo, stood in for us in Bulawayo today because Professor Maduku was apparently tied up in Harare. He had an urgent board meeting that he had to attend, and so he could make it to Bulawayo to argue the matter on our behalf at 4 p.m., at 2 p.m. The day before Honorable Justice Francis Mbere in chambers. So Advocate Kolani Ngwenya, then we instructed him to apply for a postponement on our behalf. Surprisingly, the other party vigorously opposed the application for postponement. And we are pleased that the judge saw no merit in their opposition, and he laughed it off and said no, he's going to postpone the matter to enable Professor Maduku to come and argue the matter on Tuesday next week.
Thank you so much.
Now we are being joined by our second guest, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, you are not a party to all this crisis in the MDC. Of course, they say if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everybody. So we just want your expert analysis, Mr. Mavinga. Can courts really resolve such issues like we are seeing in the MDC?
Well, clearly where there are disputes that cannot be resolved amicably, then correctly the last resort should be the court to adjudicate. With political matters, it would have been best if there is an amicable internal resolution. But in the absence of that, it is correct that the court of law would have to determine, because how else would you resolve a dispute where there are differences that are irreconcilable? Mm-hmm. So I believe that it is not the best solution, but in the circumstances, it becomes the only viable solution unless the parties will get agreed to some kind of arbitration. But if the absence of some kind of agreement, then yes, the way to go would be for the courts to decide on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, do you see these sides, these factions reconciling anytime soon?
No, not at all. I think the bigger picture that we have to look at, unfortunately, is that here what is imminent is a clear split. And so it's a process of a divorce whereby the court would intervene to decide on the dissolution of the failed union and how the property that was acquired, including the names and other things, will be divided between the parties. So I don't think that it is for the court to try and help the parties to find each other. That is done outside of court when there is some kind of roundtable conference to talk. But when it comes to the court, I think it's really about, how to separate the two parties in a manner as clean as possible, which is unfortunate because in the end, it weakens the democratic movement because divided people are weaker. But if there is no common ground in terms of values, in terms of principles, in terms of positions on how to proceed, especially with regards to the issue of succession for the late Morgan Tsvangirai, then clearly it points to an imminent divorce for which the court has to come in and assist the parties in separating.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ke umnumzana uMavinga uthi ke okwenzakala ku MDC kusobala kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kulungiswe umthethwandaba. Uthi umthethwandaba ozakwenza kuphela ikuthi-ke kuhlanganiswe amabandla lawa nxa sebejiyana. Kuyafana nomuntu nxa ethethe ukuthi singazodivosa, kumele ukuthi kudindwe phela isithupha ukuthi selijiyana phela. So uthi yikho kwenzekala kubandla le-MDC lokhu, ngoba umthethwandaba yona ngokwakho ungeke waphuma lesinqumo esingani siyakhanya. So-ke kunjalo-ke mfowethu.
Tombodzoka kwamuri vagutu. Vamwe kavagutu vari kuti hongu munogona kunge muchitaura henyu zviri pamutemo, asi kana pachitariswa vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kunzi vari kufarira vachamisa, munowirira nazve. Vagutu.
Blessing. Iwono gona shona undipura ndoziva.
Pane aiwa ndimunorova.
Azi a tinga dye poison nokunyara. Vachikaranga kuti nokuzvoda. Nokuti chakashata chakashata. Ndio gona munhu achiita zvakashata woti ndaona munhu uyo achipa zaimba yamuridzi. Achipa TV yomuridzi, asi ndaona vanhu vazhinji vachimukuzira kuti ipa shamaruri gamba ita izvozvo zviri right. Sokuba iwoti nokuti kare tichiri kubhodhingi Fletcher ko taiti hanzi unoda kufadza momos, hanzi yazvoti unoda kufadza vanhu vakawanda,
fadza chauko
usizina zvako kuti zvakashata. Isu tinoti kwete, ndo zvakasaka kuti Zimbabwe tipinde muna taisireva. Blessing. Zvati vateereri vandinzwe ipapo, ndo zvakasaka kuti iye manje nyika yedu ivondomoke zvayaita. Zvinhu zvainge itwa zvakashata tichiti nokuti munhu anonzi anodiwa navanhu ngazviitwe. Kwakaitwa zvinhu zvakashata if we go back in the early 80s, vakatanga zvanagukura hunditamofasi weyoung adults. Ndinotoona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka izvi. But vanhu vainge ti hash. No, Mugabe is very popular, he speaks good English, he's a good orator. Saka, ngazvinyararwe achiponda vanhu achiuraya vanhu. So isu tiri kuti once taita zvinhu zvakadaro, posterity, Blessing, will judge us very harshly. We have to stand by what is right. What is right may appear outwardly to be unpopular, but it doesn't mean that we have to abandon it and just go with the wind, because the perception is that the wind is popular. Mm-hmm. Because when you go out there, you will actually be surprised that this perception of so-called popularity is actually misplaced, mm-hmm. and it's unfounded. I'll tell you what. On Sunday, ndakapedza zuva rose ndiri kumashonal and east province. Kumareserva emashonal and east. Takatanga kupinda marondera tikaita musangano panonzi pamawo atipaya Justini inonzi chikoro ichi Peter House. Takasamisikana zvadakaona tichinzwa kuti Hansa Hamash East do so-called stronghold yeZANU PF. But tasvika ipapo nevakomana vandaifamba navo takaona vanhu vakawanda vedu MDCT. Vachiti amudhara matoti nonokera maita zvakanaka mauya. Ndikaona chaunga chavanhu kuti isisi toda kuteedzera bumbiro romutemo ende tiri kutaura vanhu vomumamisha vanga vabva kunana hwedza, vamwe vanga vabva kumapurazi kunonzi Mbarondera West, iyo largely is actually made up of former commercial farming areas. 57 former commercial farming areas. I'm told those need to make up Mbarondera West constituency. Vamwe vanga vabva kwamutoko, vamwe vanga vabva kumudzi, vamwe vanga vabva kunonzi kuno kukotwa. Ndakashamisika ndikati saka tinongonyeperwa kunzi ndo zviri popira vanhu havazive, vanhu vekumareserva havazive. Ndakashamisika, ndopandakaona kuti vanhu vomuZimbabwe vanoziva zvavanoda and havadi zvokuti titeedzere zvakaitwa naMugabe, zvokusateedzera mutemo, zvokusateedzera constitution. Vanoziva kuti zvinotisvitsa kuna taisireva. Saka this perception yekuti hanzi ava vanhu vakawanda vari uko ndokuri popular, that's a blue lie.
Tinotenda vaguti. Gibbs?
So we've got people who are actually sending us messages right now. Mm-hmm. We've got Njabulo Nyati Makurane, who says, don't confuse a lot of people, Mr. Kutu. So Chamisa is the legitimate person who has to run the MTC. So then he says, please don't confuse people. Then we've got Imbizo, says, our country has many problems. Why do you always talk about party infighting? Are you, he's saying we shouldn't talk every day about this party infighting. So angazi kuti ke Imbizo, ungatini yese yabona thinking as khona kutala kumele sikhulume ngakho lokho. Kuzobuya ke uGift Molusenge uthi yesi kubona lapha ukuthi kumele kuphume egcekeni ukuthi uhamba njani udaba lolu luyahlupa kakhulu. Kuzobuya njalo ke uRaymond uthi maye kayekele into yakhe le uKhuphe. So he's saying that Khuphe should actually do the right thing. I don't know which right thing he's talking about. Then we've got Desmond Mambingwe, who says yebo Dube, and we are really watching, and please ask one question for me. And here's the question, Mr. Kutu. Desmond Mambigwe says, are you the authentic MTCT?
Absolutely. I don't know how I can put it. We are not only the authentic, we are the authentic, the legitimate, the rightful, and the constitutional MTCT. Why did Hudaro? We are saying we are the authentic and rightful, constitutional and legitimate MCT because we are the party that has said, let's follow what the constitution says. Mm-hmm. I will refer readers, I know, or listeners, I know not everyone has got a copy of the constitution of MBC, but mm-hmm. as you know, it's really important with Article 9.21.1. The MDC constitution inotaura iyo kuti kana president weparty achinge aresigna kana kuti ashaika panoitwa inonzi extraordinary congress. In fact chirungu chakashandiswa vanoti there shall be an extraordinary congress held or to be held within no later than 1 year from the date of resignation or the date of death of the president.
So this means that you are not the authentic one because no Congress has been held, right?
Yeah, this is why we are saying we are the authentic one, because we are saying let's go to Congress. This is why on the 21st of April we gave notices in terms of the Constitution. We are going to an extraordinary Congress. Muswa 21 April kunosarudza a new president.
Thank you so
but,
much.
Mr. Agut, your critics are also saying that the problem was that Mrs. Kupe was no longer attending the party meetings ever since Mr. Tsvangirai decided to form this MDC alliance.
No, that's a lie. Look, I'm a member of the National Standing Committee, Blessing. Mm-hmm. I can tell the nation, I can tell the listeners, that she was coming. The time that she would not attend should be, like, you know, out of the country, baby, on parliamentary business. As you know, she's a member of the Parliamentary Women's Caucus.
But Mr. Agutu, there were times when she would attend Parliament and not attend those party meetings.
No. Like I said, I can tell you for certain that our Manyepo, the few meetings that he didn't attend, they were legitimate excuses and apologies. Was one, pamwanenge wafamba nenyaya dzeParliament kana nenyaya dzemusangano. So, kunzivanga vasinga achatendi ma meeting vemusangano when President Tsvangirai was still alive, that is a blue lie. I don't know Mama Nyepo.
But Mr. Agut, I did talk to Mr. Tsvangirai, may God bless his soul.
Yes.
He was talking about that, her not attending and then trying to have a meeting with her so that they'll iron out their differences. Their differences was there. There were differences.
Yes, there were differences around the issue MDC alliance. That I cannot deny.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue of Kutuwanga Singa attended this meeting, to be honest with you, I mean, I will say God is my witness. Mm-hmm. All the meetings, I think if she missed the meeting, she must have missed two or three. Vantino Zio Angwa Singa attended my meetings from about May or whatever last year. The former national chairperson Wakazo resigned, the Honorable Lab Mondo Danamoyo, but not Dr. Kupe.
Okay.
We have to make that distinction.
Thank you so much. What is starting a call? Kulo call lapha ecincweni. Baba Sibusiso kunjani? You call ecincweni Baba Sibusiso.
Hayi nyakuzo mkhulu.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu lukamakhubhe ulibona njani? Le MDC yona ngwayo ungathini ngakho khona?
Hayi mina le nto ingizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu baba uDube ngoba lo mama uyisebenzele le party wathi Tsvangirai endodana yakhe le ulokhu zweni ukhamisa lo ngehluleke ukuthi bamfake esihlalweni phela uke nguvayisi lo umuntu owakhethwa kucongress ukhamisa lo ukuyaphi lo yabona into le ibuhlungu nje vele sekuvele kubonakala ukuthi ngamaphathi ayi-2 uTsvangirai nguye owamosha zonke lezi zinto ngokuthi ade afake abangakhi esihlalweni abantu abangavotelwanga kucongress. Umakhubhe vele ube yivayisi. Utsvangirai wazwakala kuthiwa senamavayisi awu-3 bayewathethephi laba abangani bakhe ababedizane bonke yilo ntuze. Uyakhombisa vele ukuthi laba abantu babodwa lathi sisodwa. Mina vele ngijiyile le phathi umakhubhe kajiye kulo mthwakazi lapha join umthwakazi ngoba le nto le iyabonisa ukuthi laba abantu babodwa bafuna ukusisebenzisa thina kuphela vele senzela ukuthi bethola amavoti ngayo. Akabachiye benjalo le MDC yabo ekaTsvangirai nguye vele umuntu wamosha izinto ngesikhathi efaka lowo muntu. Umakhubhe sebethi uwenzeni wayengabuki ekuhlanganweni kwakubangelwa yini? Angithi kwakuyizenzo zabo. Emthumela abantu umakhubhe ukuthi azoshaywa kwenziwe zonke lezi zinto wayezoya khona ngani. Kumanje ukhamisa angithi ususa khona le marondela wabaletha ngapha eBulawayo baletha kurali. Kula bantu yini akade bezoza kurali? Laba bantu bayezoya uzobabonga ngani? Angithi kuzothathwa yona le msebenzi engekho ngapha koBulawayo ibongwe laba bantu phela usazobabonga maye wini.
Ye, lokho asilaqiniso ngakho Sibusiso. Lokho asilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kubiza abantu ye sasazi.
Akachiye lokho mama lo umthwakazi ukhona lapha join umthwakazi thina sayichaye li MDC mina ngachaywa le maraposa ngalimala ngichaye li MDC ukuthi ngabantu sihlangene kanti abantu babodwa ingcono kakhulu izala uPF kulaleyi lokuzweni vele angisafundi lokuzwa ngayo mina le phansi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibusiso, sibongela kakhulu mfowethu. So according to Sibusiso, this is painful that Ms. Kupe has to go this way, and he says the best thing for her is to join Mthwakazi Republic Party, nothing else. Says leave the MDC and join Mthwakazi. So that's his opinion. And he says the person who created all these problems is the late Moken Tsvangirai. Because he says, you know, he actually appointed 2 vice presidents. So that created a crisis within the party.
Rigaitende kune mumwe muteereri vagura jena makadi.
Nani zangu mgoma blazing magadiwe.
Ayo waisu tirinani tipe upungwa zenyu.
Mazita zenyu. Ndi noda kutanga undi mbopi ngila mgoma zivusiso wa wangawari kutawurawa. Ngawari kikutora zinu nekuti marudhi. Wa toko zani kupe mtevele kana kutisi wata wazwe mtu wakazi. Tenda kuwa kanyika. Zosi nje kutanga. Shakare kana tichitari sa zinu. Ngati kelelei zinu ziru kuitika. Kwete kuzibatila pa msoro. Ndatenda zangu ipapo. Ndoo ya kuna wagutu. Wagutu ndio imba waka terera. Munu watanga tichivimba. Tichitrust. Uye tichifarira. Asichinja ndoda undi taurile kuwanu. Awa. Kwa kuna maikupe ndio imba waka terera. Wagutu ndio imba waka terera. Kusikia kuna wachamisa. Vesu wanarumuma opposition parties. Chimcha ndoda undi kutaurile wagutu. Ndeche kuti Zimbabwe ini wanu waka zinja. Tose taka zinja. Musati kututipu tererei. Mwona sekuti imeni njima kati za udarika wa mvese kwa mwono za udarika wa mvese. We are following you guys. Zamuru kuita setiri kusitiri ya tishu wono. Sekano watini kia tichitigira. Murukura ambanya hei kuti imeni maikupe wanga wa singa hindi kumisangani. Maikupe wanga wa singa cha hindi kumisangani. Nekuda kuma differences. Awanga wa inao. Panyaye ala hindi. Of which itaita makore aka wanda tichitigiwa tichitambu zika mkati minita ino. Tikapatari lo kwa muri CMDC. Pakavane kupata nulana wawosu menuwe wachinda saidi. Watenda iditu wachinda saidi. Wajinji wanu wakabuda mendisi. Jikaru wadza ane kutitajigiwa. Tatambula ane kutu wanu wapata nula. Mavota aliku divaidika. Zandu yevi wana mkana. Nasu uno futi ime mawita chumichimwete techo. Tati isu wachangira iso wati. Wanu nga wabatani. Wanu wadzoke zana. Wabiti wadzoka. Wawosu menuwe wadzoka. Tati chaita chumichaka naka. Then Mr. Tokozani Kupe is going against that alliance. Waruga oti chende kupi chaka pata nulana. Atizu kubwa gentleman anono tengwa ni msangano za NPF. Kudumu divide zi muti kondri zina tambuzi. Atizu kuzifarira ni kuti murugita zi mtichisu wona. Ende tichikutere ila iso na tenge tichifarira. Mkati wona vada wana kuzida.
Vagura jena. Vagutu wana upindura ipapo.
Gawa pindure.
Vagutu.
Na waza mataura. Asi ndo nabuzi kula jina romu Zimbabwe. Kuti munhu ukaita pfungwa dzinenge dzakasiyana nedzemumwe unobva wanenedzerwa watengwa nezano waita sei ndoda kupikana mwari mwari wakatisika mwari akandisika nise munhu ndingatengwa nezano ndichitengerwa chii dzera yanasika nei chedingada kuzano chii handina kumbogara ever since ndakazarwa ndakatsigira zano kana kuvotera zano that's a fact vanhu vezano ndizivo they can bear me out. Saka namchiti tatengwa nezano. Anizuti tikazo tengwa nasi nezano. Ndichide iku zano jaino zondi tenga. Nizora randa sigari ino. Ndonzi tatengwa nezano. Chatinga shaya. Anisoda angu kutumukati hapa mkutuwa oda kushupembe zaka na kuonererwa. But I mean this is a fact. What would I need from Zanu PF that I cannot work for myself in English? So right. I think it's actually very unfortunate. Kuti instead kuti tiite analyze my issues tichinatso ongorora kuti zvakamira sei zvakamira sei ukangeita muonero wakasiyana unobva unenedzerwa kuti watengwa nezano uri kudya mari yezano mari yezano yacho ndakadya ndeipi imari
isu vagutu tiri kuti nguva yacho yekuti muite extraordinary meeting yacho yamuri kureva iyo yemini yecongress right. From all this time, my coupe, wanga wachiti iku impoza ma differences. Avo, zota uga nezwa, zo default kushaka kwa wachangirai. Zota uga, zo solve your problem, yon kwa tiyaka mira say. Now, utawato wazi kunda kuma election. Ndiyo pa mawa kuhisama disturbances na disturbances. Ewa uta ukonde, lisa kubisa itawa. Vaidi, kutiyo vata ure ma differences. Avo, ajawasili kuono, nguwa iripo, moita zunzeni, zo gade zanzire ya kanaka. Other than it is, no patawe mawa kukonde, lisa confusion, wana wacha mzisi. Ndiyo patino kutu. Blackmail imanji kwa wata kuti makatengwa bukozi amuzi kukia kutelezea zunota vani
I want to note it to note it as guru.
I think it's important that I defend myself
then. Okay
because this allegation of which makatengwa it's not only is it slanderous and the defamatory it is also very very false and very unfounded.
Vagura jena mirai wapindure mirai wapindure.
Chiri kutezera bumbire romutemo saka tiri kuti kana mutemo weparty constitution yeparty chiti ngatidai ndo zvatiri kuita Saka ramchiti kutedzera kwatiri kuita bombero romutemo kutengwa nezano abva hongu takatengwa.
Aiwa tinotenda vagura jena regai titore vamwe vatereri pane vakawanda varoda kuti vapinde muchirongwa.
Ndanga ndinoda kutaura vagutu kuti inini mukati hongu hongu mukati hongu. Asi ndinoda kundikudzenzo bombero remutemo whatever zvamunoti muri kutevedzera kana kuti kana kuti muve pamuri ipapo harisi basa ramuri kupinda nekuda kwechikoro. Zvamuri kuita zvese ima leaders emapartis muri kuzviita nekuda kwechi tinokuvhotera isu vanhu veZimbabwe. Saka zvinhu zveri kana muchiita musada kuti muzviite nenzira yekuti hacho zvakadai hongu. You are dead because of our votes. Without our votes munoramba muri mumabasa enyu amakaita echikoro kwete kutitungamirira. Saka tiri kuti isusu itai zvinhu zvenyu muchirangarira kuti isusu tiri kusafa tiri mumamisha tiri mumataundi matiri kutambudzika. Dai maitokozani kupe vakaita zvinhu zvavo nenzira sekutevedzera mutemo kwamuri kuti munotevedzera. Vaidai vakataura zvinhu zvavo before pakagadziriswa. Nhasi chamisa ari paari apo nechikonzero chekuti pakashayiwa mumiririri kualliance iwo vachiti havasi kuzvida. Vakadii kuzvitaura nenzira yakanaka.
Vakuru vangu kamakarasika vagura jena. Zvaita kuti tikamboonana ndotobonesara togarisana pasi nokuti isu tiri kuti hatidi kuti tiite masimba okubvuta. Ndosaka takaita mugabi akabvuta simba kubva kuna Ndabaningi Sithole vachiri kuMozambique 1977. Zvakati svitsa papi ZANU-PF ikaondomoka. Mugabi aita zvokuti zvokuda kutora power through the back door. Akaondomora ZANU, akaondomora Zimbabwe. So isu tiri kuti chakachengetedza ndechakatanga. We are prepared to defend the constitution, not only of the party, but of the nation, to the last drop of our blood.
Tinotenda vagutu navagura jena. Thank you so much, Foza. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the divisions in the opposition MDCT ahead of the 2018 elections. Tinewamu watereri Gibbs on Facebook. We have J.E. Nkomo, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you so much. We have Jiman Masunga, who says, I'm watching from African Chrome Mine in Kwekwe. Thank you so much. Marcia Chinowe, watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Chisa Chisa, thank you so much. James Chizimbe Fe from Mpumalanga. Abi Namatai Taderera, watching from Cape Town. Kirapo Chitova, arikuti hapana nyaya hapa. Mai Kupe, munhu aive netsitsi naye, vakabaya zvavo save, vakamboedza chose, asi manje kamvana akachamisa chekujaidza nekunyengerera munhu hapana. Vagutu naimi munoera gumbo rekupiko, kwedu hakuna muera gumbo akadaro. Rajab Kasose ari kuti live on radio in Tengwe Karoi. I lived there at one time for 4 years. Clever Mujaji ari kuti watching from Botswana. Simon Mapera, no, we can't keep saying the MDCT for Chamisa as if there's another MDCT. Dr. Kupe was deleted and finished and clear.
Then Njabulo Nyati says, Gibbs, can you reread my message? Okay, Njabulo, let's take it bit by bit. He says, haha, don't be confused. Go back to others. Otherwise, you'll never stand against Chamisa. Whether he is legitimate or not, he has people's votes. Don't confuse people. I think this is a direct reference to Mr. Kutu. And then we've got Baka Chizani, who says, why must Makupe join Mtogas? Still remember what the other gentleman said. Then Pamela Kumalo says, MTC Alliance Matso Tsi. Then Zephania Piri says, I'm watching you guys. So maybe let's take a caller. We've got Mbongen Stole. Come on. Ba Mbongen, Ujan.
Ujan.
Ujan Pira Kulu. Agutu Tuena, Ulbana Jan Tavalon.
Ah, le utavalo lezi ma paso kuti lavo makupe intava yeza irongo akundi vile irongo lavo se ibo na manje uba isizi ma manje kuti lavo bagaiti ne soko zima na kuti vanyeza ni manje kulu malapo kulu matu kufu zavanti hente nyeko kanti bona into abayiqalayo ecaleni besulekani kanti ukuthi bamamele khonoko kungizwa ngabanye eshamisa bekufanele ukuthi bona bamamele leyo nto esifunwa ngabantu be-MDC bonke behlangene manje sokunzima sokuze kuyiwa emakhothi ngesikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhankasa ukhetho bona bakhonfuza manje kube lokhu befuna ukulandelela into engekho nje into ekhona obhudi bona babephumulela baphume kahambe bavumba okwabo okwabo inhlanganiso yabo abayifunayo bachiyane ne-MDC MDC sale injalo nje i-MDCT thina sibelandela ichamisa bona nje abayekele ukukhokhisa abantu abenze into yabo abayifunayo baphume nje ku-MDC baphele makungukuthi babone ukuthi banawo ama-powers okuphuma abaphume nje baphele bazenzele okwabo abakufunayo thina sizolandela ichamisa njengalokho nje abantu nje vela basebenzile nje basekele ichamisa yikho nje into esifuneka kuphela abantu bayiyenze bona abayenze kwabo bazivulele iphathi yabo ithi bekwabele khona ma bengakhona ababuyele futhi bexolise phezulu khona le harali ukuthi le nto leyabayenza irongo lanjelelechamisa akusekho kunye nje abantu kuphela into esesifuna thina yikubheka nje ekhetheni abantu bazithizele nje umuntu abamfunayo njalo abantu vele abaningi sisithize ichamisa nguye lowo muntu okufanele alandele ugudu akayekele ube lokhu ebamba bamba 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 bambe lapha 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 ma bethi bacela ukuthi bahambe bayekhulumisana khona le eharare yafistan abayi futhi manje yini ngesikhathi ukhetha ichamisa babengekho manje yini le nto abayikhalelayo into abayifunayo ayibonakali into abayifunayo abahambe abezokwabo abakufunayo bacotshiwe ephalamende abaphuma baphele bayekele abantu baziyenzele into abayifunayo iqhubeke kahle i-MDC alliance bangayikhonfuzi
esitole sibonge kakhulu sitole sizwile sijayela isikhonkwane lapho ungatholela kusasa so he says Mr. Gutu and Thokozani Kube did the wrong thing and they don't know they don't have a plan to go forward and he says you know at the end of the day what is confusing people is they are actually with the MDC. Mm-hmm. But it says, leave the MDC and form your own party. So he has apparently fired Kutu and others. So this guy, he says he's an MDC guy inside out and is supporting Nelson Chamisa. Mm-hmm. So maybe Mr. Kutu can react to that because he's saying, these guys did the wrong thing and they don't know what they're going to do next. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kutu?
Thank you, blessing.
Sure.
Tuna kuwaka Zimbabwe, yokuti even isu tafa, wanawedu ne wanawavo. They will look back and say, these are men and women who stood for the right thing. Mm. It is very important. I think I have to keep on repeating, kuti, ngati sajika poison inokunyara. Many people, even in life, anoziya kuti pamwe chinhu chinenge chiri wrong ongoti nokuti zvinotaridzika ezifi vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zviri wrong ndo zvakanaka saka enda ungomhanyira ukoko nokuti ndo zvino ndo kunoenda vamwe zvino isu vamwe tinoti we are principled hatidaro chero ndikasara ndiri one ndichiziva zvandiri kuita ndo zviri right vamwe vari 100 million vachiita zvakashata vachiti ndo zviri right I will feel vindicated. Because I know history is going to judge us very, very fairly. Problem at hand, kuti takakurira muZimbabwe yaitongwa ne dictator Rais Robert Mugabe. Aichikora mutemo, asinga respect even mutemo wema elections, achiriga achiita sei. Zvokuti at one time takatofunga kuti kana kuriga ma elections zviri fashionable. Mugabe waibira ma elections, wairova vanhu waiita sei. Open them power neganabu. Ongoti ndinodiwa navanhu. Vanhu ongoti ati anodiwa navanhu chingagodi. Saka chongoti ndiye president. Isu tiri kuti bodo. We have to draw a line in the sand. To say Zimbabwe inofanirwa kuvakwa ne ma principles e patriotism, e constitutionalism. Thousands of men and women, boys and girls lost their lives kuti tive nerusununguko. There are mass graves at Nyadzonya. There are mass graves in Chimoyo. There are mass graves in Mukushi, Zambia, of people who paid the ultimate sacrifice kuti tive nerusununguko, runozi independence.
we should not betray those people. Tichitikana zvaitwa zvakashata because seemingly those not very popular. Saka ndoro zvatinoda. Ndoda kupa mufananidzo. Kana uri kuchikoro, ona vamwe vachisvuta mbanje, ona boys rinosvuta mbanje, richitaridza pamwe kuda ndori nejoy ndori riri kufara. Iwo tisandodawo kusvuta mbanje, nokuti ndozviri zvingadzi zviri in vogue kana zviri fashionable. Tiri kuti kwete.
Thank you, Mr. Kudu. Thank you so much. We've got people who are asking us to call them. One of them is Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. So maybe we are going to call you as soon as possible. Yeah.
We still have Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yeah, hello. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Mr. Mavinga, I think surveys that were done by the Mass Public Opinion were indicating that people actually wanted, especially the opposition, to form a united front of some sort. But now there are 118 presidential aspirants, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. But of course, it is everyone's democratic right. This is why the country was liberated, so that people can have choices. Some say the more, the merrier. But will these parties, 118 parties, not head the opposition?
It will, in the ultimate, head the opposition chances of winning. In fact, a grand national coalition or union would have been the way to go. In fact, and it's unfortunate that the MDC appears to have learned nothing from the history of previous splits under President Tsvangirai. If they had really learned something, it would have been that 2008 was the defeat, or the failure to get power was primarily down to the splits. And they should have done more and worked harder to prevent yet another split. So it's quite unfortunate, but this is where we are. And I think we need also to separate issues. There are issues. There are two things that need to be clear, Blessing. Number one, when you look at numbers, yes, Chamisa has commanded the numbers now. But we also have to look at the other issue of legality and framework. In my view, from a legal perspective, it would not have hurt Chamisa to accept from the outset to go for an extraordinary Congress, so that you have, you know, the clear legitimacy that is that then brings people together. I think that it was a mistake not to go for an extraordinary Congress and to derive authority from the National Council. But of course, as Honorable Gutierrez said, it is those who have the MDC key constitution who know best what really the position is in terms of the law. In the absence of that, we then have to stand guided by the course of law. But from a broader political perspective, this really is a recipe for disaster. It is tantamount to handing over power to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Because to approach this election with so much chaos and confusion and court cases, can you imagine, Blessing, even the idea of who is entitled to use the name MDCT on the ballot paper? That is up to the court to decide. And remember that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there is a level of our court systems being compromised. So they could use it in a way they could also maybe manipulate the process to benefit the governing party. So it's unfortunate, but the MDC collectively appears to be playing into the hands of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think there's a call.
Slow, mama lapha ke uMamoyo ecinweni. Mamoyo kunjani?
Yeah.
Mamoyo uyangizwa?
Yeah, ngiyaphila kanjani?
Siyaphila mama, ungaphi khona?
Ngiphethe.
Ye, akutsho ke mama ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulubona njani?
Mina udaba lolu ngibona ngalindlela. Ukhuphe kuthe owesman ube bephuma ku-MDCC kaTsvangirai. Vale sola ukuthi uwe kuthi. Kodwa ukhuphe wala eloke khona pha, bazanga sola ngaleso sikhathi. So, khathesi usanga ngathanga ngabe kwazi ukuthi iconstitution iqhakathile ukukhuphe ngani support.
Mhm.
So, okwakhathesi ukhuphe sokuhlangana laye lapha sebona ukuthi iconstitution iPSC. Kathi zola zangabona ukuthi yayizobe iyiqhile ngabanye babephuma.
Mhm.
So namhlanje nasebusuku ngakho khona ukuthi sokuyenziwe kuye. So akusela ngenyindlela ngoba zwele abantu bona ukuthi nasebe yikho khona. Sebelandela khona ukuthi yethiwe kayekwa iconstitution abantu sebezile ngodubo nje. Sebefuna ukuthi into nje kuphela ukuthi lokhu kuthona ukuthi iconstitution belanga kanyedi ngokusibheni wasupport ukuthi imodemati ayethiwe iconstitution yena walelo sebandelele khona pha. So namhlanje ngakuyalela lo mbili.
So itso lapho uthi ugenzanga into eyiyo la.
Hayi, yakhathe senza into eyiyo ngoba sekhona ekulimika ngoba sokwenza yeyini. Yena wayekukhangela la ekubona, yesathatha khona ayengakufoni ngoba ungaqonda ngalayo.
Mhm.
Namhlanje sokugona yena sokukhenzi kwakhe yena ugogo sokubona ukuthi sokuzibi lapha. Bathi izo nibe nakubona.
Mhm. Siyezwa
silo. Kodwa mina kanjalo mina ngabuye lokho kanjalo njengokwayizona njengoba wayizona ekubonde yeconstitution ephakathi kwento wangaphumi walelo ke support. So namhlanje ngabuye yalelo ke support kanjalo.
Mhm. Hayi mama uyichayisa konkosini mama siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mama is saying is a new dimension altogether. She says when Professor Washman Ncube left the MTC, he was protesting against the violation of the constitution by Mrs. Tswangirai.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Kupe stayed behind.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's crying today because the reason is just because she wants to control things.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, no, in the first place, Ms. Kupe was wrong to stay behind with Tswangirai. She should have left with the Welshman. Mm-hmm. So why now? I think that's a big question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, and some might also say that when Lucia Matibenga was deposed as the women's chairperson, it was actually led by Dr. Kupe, which many felt was not constitutional. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, that's a very debatable issue, Blessing, because I think that was more political than legal, because what happened to Honorable Lucia Matuenga, a lady for whom I have got the utmost of respect, even up to now. Mm-hmm. I mean, or literally daily contact with her. I mean, she respects me, I respect her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more political than legal. I don't want to even think that it had more anything to do with the Constitution. But just my personalities, my personal issues, some of these things, I really cannot go deep into them because I don't think it will be appropriate. But Zhanga is really angered on the constitution yet part, which was actually more personal than constitutional. Dr. Tsvangirai, tingade takangotedzera mutemo ini chagutu hapana wandinovenga. Taenda ku extraordinary congress in terms of article 9.21.1 anenga awina I will accept him or her as the new leader of the party, whether it's Chamisa, whether it's Zulu, whether it's Gibbs Duwe, whether it's Mondora, whether it's Mudzuri or whoever. Those are tikutaura chete. It is not about personalities. Ambuziko ratina ro Zimbabwe ndeve kuti takanyanya kugara muudzvanyiriri. We had a government under Mugabe yanga ichisimbisa atingangoti iwo ma strong personalities as opposed to strong institutions. Saka vazhinji vedu kunyanyanya vechidiki vamwe vashoma vakangozvarwa after independence havana umwe mutungamiri waanoziva kusiya kwaMugabe vaiziva munhu anotonga zvoudzvanyiriri. Another, which institutions are not manipulated.
But Mr. Kutu,
let us draw a line in the sand.
Mr. Kutu,
build strong institutions as opposed to strong personalities.
Mr. Kutu, I think there is one point that was raised by Mamoyo, who said Ms. Kupe remained behind when Professor Welshman Ncube left the party, accusing Mr. Tsvangirai of violating the constitution. So, and Ms. Moyo Feather said, you know, at the end of the day, why didn't she leave with Professor Ncube, and why is she complaining now?
No, look, I really have no mandate to speak on her behalf, because I think it's only fair that was Taurire. But if I remember what happened in October 2005, it was more to do about the issue, election, kuti. Toi participate aere my elections in Senate kana kuti toregera. Right. Patorwa that decision, ndokubva, I think, a majority by one yati ngatisa participate. Then President, the late Tsvangirai vakati ayo ngati participate. So, ndo pakatangira nyaya ipapo yokuti vamwe vakabva vati makundikana marambirei kutedzera chi zvarespektiwa kana zvadecidewa nemajority even if it was by one vote. So it was not so much about the constitution. It was issue yokuti kana tati nyaya ngaende kuelection, tikati majority should rule. Even yaita majority nemunhu mumwe, ngatitedzere izvozvo. That is essentially what caused the 2005 split.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we've got a caller on the line, and this is Mrs. Ndlovu. Mama Ndlovu, kunjani?
Kunjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. So, ke isikhathi sesihambile. So, wena udaba lolu ulubona njani, Mrs. Ndlovu?
Mina, kimi, it's a sad state of affairs, the opposition. And it's painful to hear people celebrate Uweshulana wama party because maybe they believe Chamisa has it or Makupegala. It shows us as a nation that we are not able to unite and put the country first. Because it's not about Makupe, it's not about Chamisa. It's about the people of Zimbabwe, Abatubegileo, Abashupegileo, who were taken for granted for years, along with Sibale opposition. Every time when we get to a point where we think something happens. It's unfortunate. I'm not going to mention it is Ogama Kupe because I spoke to Makupe Mina personally the first time they had in the sugar. Wapuma Nube, Wapuma Miti, and that's all Puma in Makupe and what? But it's unfortunate that she gets out of the party at a time when we need the party to be together. Otherwise, as an opposition, if we can't stick together and learn to compromise and say, okay, this is what you want and this is what I want, but what does the majority of the people want? That's what funa ega testina sunda wan pez mbapo bakululegi. But all incidents isn't because we are back to normal. It's not about Tsvangirai. It's unfortunate Tsvangirai has left such chaos. But at the same time, I sympathize with Makupe, not because of Umam. I sympathize with her at the same time in sitting in if she lives, she had to live twice. She would have learned a lesson. But it's unfortunate that Mpile Okuse Pivile and interesting Muisile. Who say where at the end of her life when they say you pay in general? Otherwise, never found much. From the past, I have a panda.
Or maybe as a woman, as a party,
and as a person from my Tebelele, she should have stood up at the time when there was a division of crown. Who time at the Samba name? That has the same as the last line.
So, as a parting shot, can you talk to Mr. Obet Kutu and give him advice on what he should do next? And Miss Kupe.
It's unfortunate, good. We have come to this point. Ngoba as we win, as long as Makupe lapana, uChamisa elapha. Instead of taking his window out of context and going public, abantu laba be MDC esiqaliseni, after uChamisa, they should have tried to get together. And the before they even started campaigning. If Nuswangira wabo, they didn't even show you respect to the Kalyan Nuswangira Simbege and then mourn and go back into politics. Mm-hmm. It was politics through and through. And Ogutu, it's unfortunate, I don't know how old Ogutu is. Ogutu Laboma Kupe, if you have a life again, when you see things cracking, Kupas Gopas is a man. Uchamisa Ngumtwana. He saw these things happening. Abanye abantu bekhahlelwa belahlwa as if they didn't matter. Now he's doing what Oma Kupe Laboma watched for years when it was happening. It's unfortunate, Ogutu. It's painful. Some of us were there when MDC started, and it pained us to see MDC lobby come. And it pains me as a Zimbabwean citizen, the opposition is going to do something. And it's unfortunate. I understand his part. There is division. Division, so this is sent out. But it's unfortunate to have a chance to see it as an opportunity to hear the chance that they're going to vote for
thank
change.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're out of the country. They're not there. Abantu abadala. Shoot, abantu abadala think we want to go labo Ogutu, labo Makhuphe. It's a vote lost.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
really
much.
About them.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mrs. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. She's in Seattle, Washington State. So sibongela kakhulu mama abantu sibilwa kuchayela izandla lapha kulo Patrick urutsatse uti point from umama Priscilla umbizo layo uti Priscilla is spot on so ke kunjalo ke siyabonga kakhulu
and of course many are complaining why we didn't bring Honorable Tabitha Kumalo to defend the party. The phones we want to apologize were a bit problematic, especially Econet lines. That's why we had to call Mr. Ogutu, who is on a 712 line, and Mr. Mavinga, who is in South Africa, because we did try Honorable Tabitha Kumalo and also Honorable Innocent Gonese and Mr. Luke Tamborinho. Unfortunately, we were not successful. Regatende kunemwe mtereredu vamurambiwa makadi. Ai watine urombo mazoramba manyanya makabata kwenguva yakareba tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini maonero wangu inini ndimushona but ndiri kwese kana ndichitarisa zvepolitics kana ndikatarisa pakubuda kwakaita anaikupe na Obed Ogutu kuona kwangu kurasika kwakatoita nekuti katarisa nebumbiro remutemo ravo rari kutaura kuti ndiro riri kutariswa ka tiri kutarisa paground kuti masupporters vanhu vari kuti vanhu vatambudzika nekuda kweutongi hwezanu PF huri kudhanyirira vanhu vachitambura saka haichasi nyaya yekutungamirira kuti ini ndinotungamira kana kuti nhingi ndootungamira yanyaya yekutsvaka munhu anodiwa nevanhu zvekuti vanhu vanokagona kuti vabatane vave pamwe chete zanu PF imbobvawo pachigaro vopindawo vamwe vanhu so that mayouths timbowanawo maopportunities okuwana mabasa for everybody unodawo kushandawo munyika nemainvestors akatomirirawo izvozvo kuti otherwise vangauya nemitemo iri nani because kana mukatarisa kumamind nechine makampani kune mashares ari kutorwa nepati yezanupf anorwadza mainvestors kukonderesa kuti nyika yedu ishayiwe nemainvestors saka kana ndakatarisa chimiro chiripo izvezvi hazvichaiti zvingangorema kuti anaikupe nana Obed Ogutu akabuda vadzoke zvavo but naivo vari kuzvionawo even kublawayo iam happy because neverudzi rwechingevere ivava
aiwa vamurambiwa tinotenda zvikuru nguva yedu ndo isina kubira zvakanaka asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening Mr. Dewa Mavinga and Mr. Obed Ogutu thanks to our callers our listeners those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp signing off and saying have a blessed weekend this is yours truly Blessing Zulu
and I'm Kibs Dube saying bye bye have a nice weekend